Where is my brother?
Around.
Isbeth faced me, clasping her hands together. They were free of jewels, except for the Atlantean ring. I want to see him.
I don't think that would be wise.
Why? She inched toward me.
You haven't earned it, Castile.
Hate to disappoint you, but we're not playing that game again.
But I loved that game. So did Malik. Admittedly, he was much better at it than you ever were.
Fury pounded through every inch of my body. I launched off the floor as the rage was given sound. I didn't make it very far. The bonds at my throat jerked my head back as the shackles on my ankles and wrists clamped down, yanking me against the wall. The handmaiden stepped forward. Isbeth held up a hand, waving them back.
Did that make you feel better?
Why don't you get close? That will make me feel better.
I'm sure it would, but you see, I have plans which require me to keep my throat intact and my head still on my shoulders.
Plans can always change.
But this plan also requires you to remain alive.
She watched me.
You don't believe that, do you? If I wanted you dead, you'd already be that.
My eyes narrowed on her as she tipped her chin in a curt nod. The Golden Rev stepped out into the hall, returning quickly with a burlap sack. The stench of death and decay immediately hit me. I didn't know what was in there, but I knew it was something that used to be alive. My heart started pounding.
It appears that my once amicable and charming daughter has grown quite the violent streak, with a knack for showmanship. Penelope sent me a message.
The Rev knelt, untying the sack. My lips parted as the Golden Rev carefully tipped the sack and a goddamn head rolled out. I immediately recognized the blonde hair and square jaw. King Jalara. Holy f***.
As you can see, it was a very interesting message.
I couldn't believe I was staring at the Blood King's head. A slow smile spread across my face. I laughed, deep and hard.